This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome to the first episode of Around the Loop and many, many more to come. My name is Giovanni, and I'll be hosting this podcast called Around the Loop, named it after Loop Road. And it's going to be about comedy. We're going to have a lot of funny moments. We're also going to do society and culture, talk about the everyday lives, everyday struggles, things on a day-to-day basis, and even reminisce on old stories from the past. I'll be having a lot of people on this podcast, hopefully. That's the big goal. That's the big goal for this. And I'm excited. Gonna have historical folks that have been in parts of history. I'll be having people that the world deserves to know. And there's a lot of folks out here with a lot of hidden talent. And it's nice. And it's nice. And more or less made this podcast to create my own voice, to be somebody. Because at the end of the day, we are all someone important. And it's important to just remember that you matter. That there is someone in this world that does care about you. And don't ever feel that you can't reach out for help. There's plenty of people in this world that are willing to reach out to you. There's plenty of phone numbers and resources out there to help you. And it's just super stoked about this podcast. Very, very first episode, I'm just going to release it, you know, off the rip. There's no notes to this. And as the show progresses, more and more, I'll have better notes. I'll have, you know, an introduction song for once. And pardon me on my speech, it ain't the best, but got to do what I got to do, you know? So we're going to go over a couple things on today's episode. Today's very first episode. Very, very stoked about it. Let's go over yesterday's day. So today is Sunday, the 24th of, that's right, March. In a few days, my little brother's about to be turning 20. Ain't that crazy? He's the youngest of the family, youngest of the group. And I'm super proud of you, bud. Doing such an amazing job. You might not have entered the military, but we're still super proud of you. Because you went above and beyond. And for that, I salute you, bud. And we're going to be talking about yesterday, Saturday. So Saturday was a trip. It was funny because I was just sitting there talking to Reyna. And which, by the way, Reyna is my beloved love bug, my one and only. And I love her. We were discussing, and she brought up to my attention. She goes, "Hey, you still owe the tribe a video," which is true. And the video I owe this tribe is a video from Fiesta Days, from Palma Fiesta Days. And I had the honor. It was an honor, honestly, to work with the community. And I'm always so joyful to be able to give back. To me, that's the most important part, is to give back to the community, regardless of where you're from, regardless of where you were born and raised. It's where you are now. That's your community. Regardless, you might be coming from some hood. You might be coming from some tribe. You might be coming from some group. But at the end of the day, you got to protect where you live. And that's that. You know, and I would love to give back to the community. And I had the chance to. Had the chance to work with a couple individuals down there. Great, great time. And honestly, that experience, that Palma Fiesta day was interesting. It was cool seeing it from a third person point of view, seeing it from my point of view, seeing it as a outsider, as someone that isn't a tribal member, but somebody that is an outsider. And that's how I see myself. You know, I might not be a tribal member, but I do sure love this community 100%. And sometimes you have to remember, it's okay that if you're not originally from so-and-so, or you're not such-and-such, or you weren't born this and that, doesn't mean you can't fit in with that community. Doesn't mean you can't be accepted. At any given time, you can, and that's such an honor. So I wanted to go over the chance that on that Palma Fiesta Days, man, I did a lot of one shot, one kill. And I don't mean by killing nothing. I mean, like, taking shots. Sorry, prior service type of talk. That's why. So it was a one shot, one take type of deal. And I was out there, shit, from the crack of dawn. I will talk about maybe sunrise, I believe, was at 06:45 in the morning. So I was there waiting for the morning sun to rise over the hills or the mountainside. It's such a beautiful, beautiful view to see. And the sun don't come out in just a minute. It takes a minute. It takes a couple minutes. Good 5-10 minutes for it to fully come out over the hill. But such a beautiful experience. And a lot of this, I mean, I didn't practice. I didn't go around the res and practice shots here and there. I love flying. I mean, it's a gift. It's fun. And by flying, I mean my drone. I'm also a recreational pilot, not a licensed pilot yet. One day I'll shit that license out. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, I got many, many things to do. So as I go, I mean, as a recreational pilot, let me just go back on that. Let me take a step back. As a recreational pilot, you can fly for fun. You can, basically, it's how can I explain it the simplest way? More or less, like, you can fly all you want for free, basically. You can't charge a group. You can't charge individuals. You can't charge people for video or pictures. But what you can do is donate. And that's okay. You can always donate a video to put yourself out there, you know, as an upcoming drone pilot, as a dronographer, you know, like, it's okay to donate stuff. But what's not okay is to be charging people, putting it on YouTube and making an income, buddy. Trust me, you think you might get away with it, but I promise the FAA is on that ass. And you might think, oh, no one's going to snitch on me. No one's around me. It's okay. The man above the sky will. And the man above the sky, I mean the government. The government's going to get your ass. Facts. So, you know, next thing you know, you'll get a letter in the mail with a $100,000 fine. And ain't nobody got $100,000 laying around. Ain't shit, I don't even got $20 laying around, for fuck's sakes. But that's the fact. So, taking it back to being out there that day, that morning, on the event of Fiesta Days was interesting. Got to meet an individual that was also taking videography, claimed to be a pilot, but let's all be real. There's a difference when you say, oh, I'm a drone pilot, and then when you are a real drone pilot. Met homeboy, he had his, he ain't no actual homeboy, but that's what I just referred to him, or homie. Homie brought out his drone, and everything's like, oh, I got this, I got the DJI Mavic 2, and I was like, oh, that's nice, I got the Air 2S. Mine's slightly newer, but I mean, shit, by now it's outdated. We're already on the 3 and going number 4 soon. And so I showed him the paperwork and everything, so he knew I wasn't playing. I even had my little Hilo pad. Man, I'm all about the business. So he didn't even know, he wasn't aware of these paperwork and stuff, but being a good person, I told him the importance. I was like, hey, you can't be charging work for dronography stuff if you're not licensed. The FAA will crack your ass down. Facts. But there's always going to be dirty people out there. And, you know, business is business, I guess, and in a way. I mean, it's not okay in my eyes. You got to do things the right way. And there's always a right way to do things. You know, there's an easy way, and then there's a right way. If it's too easy, don't fucking do it. Do it the right way. Don't be lazy. So the matter of the fact is, got to spend the entire day, you know, got different shots of the res, which was really beautiful. And I even had the chance to actually help out the community, which was selling t-shirts, partaking in the event, going around taking pictures, going around helping individuals out, vendors. Like, it was cool. I was a staff, almost like a little honorary staff. And it was nice to give back to the community, to work for them. I like it. I don't mind it. And to me, I'll forever do it. I'll forever give my gratitude to wherever I'm at. And so, man, that event happened about almost a year ago. Like 8 months ago, something like that. But I kind of gaffed off too long and tried to get help on video editing. And shout out to the friends that actually, you know, shout out to my homie that tried helping me. You put me on it, man. Hey, shout out to you, bro. If you didn't put me on that shit and didn't tell me the honest truth, I would never realized how hard it was. And yeah, it is hard to video edit without any instructions. I mean, there's bajillion videos on YouTube you can watch. You can go on Google, type in how to video edit. Literally, we'll teach you how to do it. But on this app, I mean, I kind of just played around and made it work. Super proud of myself. Took me about 8 hours. I started about 10 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, yesterday, woke up with a little cold, a little sniffle, you know. It's been a little cold going around. And that's why my voice sounds a little, you know, a little groggy, a little froggy there. And I was out in the store and, you know, you can hear people coughing and shit. And half the folks are there are fucking nasty. Don't even cover the fucking mouths, and you can see the little shit particles coming out of their mouth. It's gross. Nah, just cover your damn thing. But I took the whole day from 10 in the morning till probably about 6 o'clock at night. Video editing. I took all the clips I had. And I can't beat myself up on it, you know. I know I'm not gonna have the perfect video right off the rip. I'm not. But it's a life lesson for me. Ooh, take that back. Life lesson for me. Learning lesson. It's a curve, you know. There's a learning curve to it. Now I know for this upcoming event, on the next one, if they do choose to have me out there, I need more cameras. I need a ground camera and obviously my drone camera. That's a fact. But I need a ground camera for better audio and everything and whatnot. And so I should be ready. I should be ready, cowboy, for the next event. So it was an honor. It was an honor to make this 5-minute clip. And honestly, to me, for not having zero experience on editing, I'm pretty proud. I'm not going to beat myself up for no perfect video, but I think it was cool. I think it came out all right. And now I have to make a trip to Walmart to go buy a USB drive so I can load up the video and export it. But also found out I have to pay for the editing software, which is not a big deal. because this might be the software editing that I'm going to be using to make future podcast videos. That's going to be the goal, is to actually have videos too, so y'all can watch. For people that are at home doing little arts and crafts, or people that are at work, you know, and like to see things. Some people are audio hearers, and some people are visual seers, you know, and they want to see the video instead of hearing it. Well, clearly they're going to hear it, duh. But you know what I mean? It's more of a, you get a better connection to it when you actually see the individual on the other side. And when you finally put a voice and a person together, I mean, sometimes you're going to get the craziest reactions, but not what you expect. But I'm stoked about it. I'm stoked to give up this video and to see where, what reactions, what comments I get from it, and to go from there. You know, and as we continue, I got my little Oso, my dog, my puppy. I've had him for, man, I've had him, he was born 11-11 in November. So now we're in March. He's about 4 months, almost 4 months now. Yeah, about 4 months. And he's doing great. I love him. All he does is really sleeps and just, he's, you know, there. But that's my baby. That's my Oso, my little Jack Wyler. Jack Russell Terrier mixed with Rottweiler. So it's the craziest combo I've ever had. But I love him. And just looking forward to posting this first podcast. I mean, I'm not scared of it, because we all start somewhere. As you guys are out there to listen to this, you know, if you guys stumble upon my stuff, by all means, take a chance to listen. You might find something you like. You might not. Who knows? By all means. And, you know, this very first podcast episode is just more of an introduction to what it really is. I mean, there's going to be a lot of episodes where I co-host, or why solo dolo sometimes, you know? It's okay to do a solo dolo episode here and there. But the joy and the reality of having to be able to interview other people, it's nice. It's nice. And another thing we can talk about is, shit, I've been on the hunt for a work truck. And I've made quite a handful of pilot episodes. Before episode number one on this one, there's been like, I think, 10, 11 pilot episodes. So there's pre-pilot episodes before this. If you guys ever want to hear it one day, I'll have a website set up. I'll drop those, you know, for the subscriber edition, because I'm going to set that up too, so you guys can, you know, subscribe. And I'll also hear the behind the scenes, hear the footages before I even started. And we all want to know. And so as we continue, I mean, I was looking at work trucks, and man, I'm looking at anything at this point. Shit, I went from looking at Tacomas to jumping to Colorados to looking for the Z71 Colorado to shit, even going for a ZR2 Colorado. And I was like, man, this is nice. But I asked myself, I mean, as much as I want a full-size truck, I have to be realistic with myself with having a mid-size truck, especially out here in these days. And I'd be traveling up and down all over the place from LA to San Diego, so gas ain't cheap. That's the reality. And I know if I have a full-size truck, shit, it's about $100 every 2-3 days, especially how I'm driving up and down this far. So that ain't going to be cheap. So I'm going to have to use a mid-size truck unless I stumble upon a full-size. So I was looking on OfferUp. On the OfferUp app is all I have. I don't have no Facebook market, no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter, no Snapchat, none of that BS. You can find me on LinkedIn if you want, but that's business side, you know? So I stumbled upon this ad on Facebook Market app, and I was super stoked when I saw it. It was almost too good to be true, right? So catch this. There's an ad for a 2021 Trail Boss 1500 Silverado. And oh man, I was stoked, right? All black. I was like, all right, 44,000 miles. Hold up, it gets better. Clean title. Sir, 44,000. Clean title. 5.3 liter. And a Trail Boss? Can't get any better.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And then, the price was too good to be true. The price was, let's be honest. Let's compare, a 2021 Trail Boss off the dealership or a used dealership. They're still popping around $40,000, $45,000 for the truck. And it's a 2021. Well, this guy wanted $27,600. So me being a firecracker, I was on that shit like wildfire. I called the bank immediately, set up the loan. I was just waiting to get approved. So I had this little situated with the client there. I was going to go see the vehicle. Stoked about it, hit him up, was on his ass about it, because shit, I can only imagine. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only dude or dudette that saw it and was like, oh, I gotta get on it. Comes to find out, I texted the guy, we agreed and everything to even meet up and whatnot. Let him know. I sent him a message. Hey, I'm just waiting on my bank approval loan. I'll get back to you ASAP. And then he hits me with sorry, cash only. Sir, no one carries $27,600. No. And if you do, congratulations. I don't know what $500 feels like in my pocket, but $27,600, that's quite a good amount. And it broke my soul. So I had to cancel the application. It was too good to be true. But it's all right. My time's coming. My time is going to be coming. And as we continue with this, I went back on the market. So I started looking around for a Z71 Colorado. Started looking at ZR2s, and those are beautiful. But then I even looked over, I was like, GMC is not too bad. So I started looking at the newer GMCs, right? So in 2021, GMC came out with the AT4 brand, which, if you cross it over, it is literally equivalent to the Z71 package. AT4 is the same thing as the Z71. But GMC is just a lot nicer, more luxurious. And the AT4X is like the ZR2 edition of Chevy. So it's like the top dog, So I was looking at the AT4s and, man, they look nice. For being a mid-sized truck, they almost look like a full-size. So I was kind of stoked, and I started looking at those, So who knows? Who knows where I'm gonna come across? Who knows what I'm gonna settle for? But I'll be patient. I know my time's gonna come, and can't wait to drop an episode. And shit, I'll do a recording of my own new truck one day for everyone. But those are dreams. Those are goals. And anybody can conjure them up. You can manifest it. You just gotta go about it. You gotta get it, And there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. I can hold off for a work truck. Maybe God will bless me with one. Or be, the time will come and I'll be able to get my work truck. I definitely want a 4x4. It's a must for me, especially in the area I live. I never want to be stuck in a situation where if there's another crazy California wildfire and I can't escape because all the roads are packed and our only choice is to go off-roading to get the fuck out of here. One more hop, you go off-roading to get the fuck out of here, Plus, tired not having a truck to be able to take trash to a dump or load and unload, material boxes. Have to ask folks to let me borrow their truck, stuff like that. I'm over it. I'm ready to be my own dude, And as we continue with that, we're gonna roll over into making a trip to the dispensary So for all you out there, I, A, am not promoting, and I do advise y'all, for anyone that is consuming cannabis, hey, that's on you. I'm not here promoting it. I'm not saying, hey, you need to start smoking because it's cool. Nope. Do your research first. Do your research first before you start consuming cannabis. It's super important. I grew up in, growing up, me, in my culture, it was frowned upon. It was frowned upon. You know, you smoke the mota, you know, you smoking the devil's lettuce and shit. Nah, just do your fucking research, man, that's all. But cultures, I mean, some cultures are not about it. And we all know who. It's all Gucci. Do your research, you find out there's medicinal purposes. And to each their own. I mean, it's 2024 now in California, so I mean, where are you going to go where you don't smell that fresh smell of weed somewhere in the air? It's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. And I'm not promoting it, but to each their own. And I made a trip to the Off the Charts. I want to shout out to Off the Charts, you guys. You guys are honestly, hands down, the best fucking shop around. Best prices so far that I think of, that I know of. I mean, I've been to a few dispensaries, but you guys, Off the Charts in Vista. Vista only. I'm going to shout you guys specifically. Vista, Off the Charts. Hands down, you guys should all visit it. And if you guys don't know what that is, shit, look it up on Weed Maps. Weed Maps, let's actually, you know what? Let's take a commercial and talk about Weed Maps. I actually haven't even heard a single commercial about Weed Maps. But for all you, you know, cannabis connoisseurs and you're looking for, shit. Say you come to California, right? You're on a trip. And you're wondering, man, I'm in California. You're an outsider. You're like, ready to try this cannabis. You're like, what shop should I do? Which one has good deals? Where is a good shop that I'm not going to some alleyway and getting my kidney stolen, you know? Well, look no further more. If you type it on the App Store, on Google, on, Google App Store or Apple App Store, type in Weed Maps. Make yourself a little account there. Boom, download that to your phone, right? You're going to pop that open. Once you make your account, you're going to, you know, have the current location setting. You'll have everything will pop out around you in a range. You can even look up deals, different shops, different comments, reviews. So even before you go out there and you're looking for a specific strain, you're looking for a specific something, search on there first. So you're not going to just some random shop and being disappointed that you're not finding what you want. Or if you don't even know what you want, you can look at reviews before you even jump to it. So you're not disappointed with a product that just wasn't to your standards. But Weed Maps did not pay me, nor have they sponsored me. But hey, I'm open to working with you guys for the small commercial. Now head over to the Play Store or the App Store and download Weed Maps. Alrighty, everybody. So back to the story. So Off the Charts Vista. Yeah, you can look them up on Weed Maps. Such a great place. I mean, I've been to a couple Off the Charts. I've been to the one in Corona, been to the one in Palm Springs. Actually, Palm Springs had two of them. And fun fact, Palm Springs be acting on some type of shit to the smoking lounge. I'm gonna put you guys on blast. To the butt tender that didn't want to give me my first time patient deal because it was my first time at that store. Shame on you. And then you forced me to try to point at something because the cameras were watching. Shame on you. I ain't doing none of that shit. Hell no. First time patient. Even asked the security. Hey, so if you're in a brand new building, first time being there, that's the first time, right? He goes, every single location is a first time patient. I said, thank you. And I've actually made sure that I've actually asked different dispensaries for different places like Kate House and Encinitas. Asked them about it. Their first time patient deal is different from the one in Vista. So to each their own. And sometimes it's nice to look on the WeMass for deals. You know, you save some money on that tax, on that city tax, on the local excise tax. Like, shit's nuts. You're paying $20 extra for your dispensary stuff out here. But hey, I'd be playing it safe at this point. There's so much shit nowadays. You don't even know from the plug if it's actually legit or not. I mean, it might be fire. I'm not shitting on any of the plugs. Shout out to actually one of my plugs back in the day. You know who the fuck you are, man, because I ain't gonna put your name out there. But shout out to you holding it down with you and your dude there. Miss you, homie. Hope you're doing well, and I hope your guys' business is prospering. But more or less, I'm about it. So I was at Off the Charts, and, you know, I'm looking at some bud and stuff, looking at something to smoke, and I wanted something good. And shout out to Cano Biotics, also known as CBX. So if you guys are in the market for looking at something fire, and if you're going to put your money on a good eighth, CBX. Put you on some Glutopia, some Blue Flame, or Glutopia, or Glue Flame, Glutopia, yeah, it's Blue Flame and Glutopia, something like that. 98 octane is gas. That's fire. Highly recommend it. If you're going to try a cannabis strain, I recommend it. But for all my listeners that don't smoke, it's okay. Look furthermore. You don't have to smoke. For the people that are out there that don't want to smoke, hey, it's okay. They come in edibles too. At this point, you can get them in anything. Anything could be a fucking edible at this point. Gummies. You know the fun little end of the cones, the ice cream cones that are usually filled with chocolate and shit, and everybody loves those on the drumsticks? Yeah, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Those are gas. Well, they make those too with, you know, THC in it, and they're pretty gas. I mean, I've had brownies, I've had the shit. They even make cough syrup for you guys out there that you guys are. I'm not promoting lean, just saying. So if you out there sipping that cough syrup, that's on you. But they have the THC cough syrup, so I would lean on that more. It's a little safer for your liver. But anyways, that shit's pretty strong. I've had that before. Not a fan of it. I'm more of a wax pen, disposable, on the go type of dude. But there is times where, you know, you want to sit down and you just want to roll a nice joint and just smoke it and enjoy it. I like to do joints. Blunts are too harsh on my lungs at this point. It's a little too harsh. And it is a big difference when you do blunts and wraps, or blunts and cones or joints, if you want to put it in that way. It's a big difference. Different taste. I mean, obviously, you don't have the nicotine taste from the wrap, but to each their own. So I was out there looking around at the shop, and I stumble upon, you know, I like Raw Garden. And shout out to Raw Garden, such a great brand. If you guys are looking for some pure-ass wax pens, carts, look no furthermore. Check out Raw Garden. They got over 710-plus strains. The list goes on and on. So, I mean, for a fan, for somebody that wants to try something new every time, you almost can. They also come in half gram carts, 4 gram carts, and half gram disposable on the go, ready to go. So if you don't have a battery on you, it's okay. They got half grams ready to go. So I was looking around, and I also like Dime. Dime's another brand that I like. I was looking at them, so I stumbled upon my favorite, Berry White. It's a berry kush or blueberry kush with White Widow. Schmack's really good. So, looking forward to that, and, you know, it's no surprise, I'm not trying to throw anybody out there, but I'm not promoting it. So before you jump on me and try to attack me and say, oh, hey, Giovanni over here is trying to promote it. No, sir. I mean, shit, if I, you know, drink, I've been 5 years, almost 6 years sober now, thank God, but if I were to drink, there'd be a couple drinks I would recommend to people too, you know? But I don't. And to each their own. And, you know, I want to roll into cannabis and why I started it. Why I got into it. It wasn't because growing up, I was always told, like, hey, it's the devil's lettuce. Don't be smoking that. You're going to go to hell. Whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. And at the end of it, I stayed by that. I stayed by that sword. I lived by that word. So I remember growing up and me being dumb, but me growing up in Oceanside, you know, you smell it here and there at schools and stuff like that. The kids got it on them and shit. And I would be a little bitch. Not gonna lie. A little bitch on it. I'd be like, oh, it smells. Oh my gosh, smells like skunk. Oh, I got a headache. Yeah, fucking, I was a nerd like that, right? Cool. Well, when you grow up, if it smells that good, ooh, it's gas. It's gas. But I started the journey because actually, I mean, break it down for you guys. You guys get to know a little bit about me. But when I recently got out of the Marine Corps, I went through a really, really hard time. I hit rock bottom. I was addicted to my medication for my back, my tailbone. I had a lot of surgeries there, and I was addicted to alcohol. So I got to the point where my mission was to be fucked up, you know, before noon. It's embarrassing to say, but I ain't gonna hide it because it's the real me. So you guys get to know me. And I was addicted to my pills, but I stopped because I ran out. I didn't get to that point where I was going to go buy it from the street, knowing damn well if I bought something off the street like that, a pill off the street, I could potentially die. I'd be potentially having a fentanyl pill for all I know, instead of a hydrocodone or oxy, you know? And it's sad. It's sad because I got myself into that addiction. Nobody pulled me into it except me. And that's my fault. But as a man that wants to better himself, you know, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom to climb your way to the top. And just because you hit rock bottom, so, I mean, you don't have to hit rock bottom to climb to the top. You don't. But just because you hit rock bottom doesn't mean you won't make it. You will. It's going to be a little harder. It's going to be a little extra more work, but you can fucking do it. Anybody can do it. Been fascinated by all these folks online, you know, small goals and ambitions. And they made it. They're making it. They're making it happen one way or another. The scary part is just putting yourself out there first. But once you do, I mean, you're rolling. And that's that. So as I go about it, back to my why I started cannabis. Well, so I had a coworker of mine. Shout out to Jay. Yeah, I'm not going to say your full name, homie. But you were honestly one of my closest friends, man. You were like a brother to me. And honestly, I'll never forget it. You were my first smoking partner. You made sure that if I were to try this cannabis that, you know, I had a safe place. And you made it safe, man. So for you, I thank you for that. Because for all the people out there that are going to willing to try it, do your research first. Because I've been offered before and I denied it right off the rip. Until one day, you know, I started doing my research and I was tired, man. I was tired of drinking, getting fucked up before noon. I was tired of popping my pills and shit, not being in the right mind space. But you know what I did like? A nice little head high from it, from that little weed, from that plant, the medicinal purpose. You know, weed's not going to kill you like that. Weed's not going to make you OD. No, sir. But you know what will OD you? Pills. Alcohol will shut down your liver. It will give you stomach cancer. Weed? I haven't heard a story about where fucking cannabis kills somebody. Nah. So it's okay. It's okay. And so I thank Jay for making my first time a safe experience. And shout out to his wife too, you know. You guys were a great, great couple. You guys were great friends to me. You guys made me feel like family. And honestly, man, shout out to your little community too. You know? Hey neighbor, I'll never forget that. And I wasn't even you guys' neighbor. But it was cool to be part of the community. You guys made me feel welcome. And for that, I thank you. And from that day on, I slowly stopped drinking as much alcohol. It's sad to say, but I guess you don't quit one thing. You just kind of put it down and pick up another. So I quit drinking, but I picked up smoking. And I've been through phases with smoking. I started with vapes. I started with hookahs. I did cigarettes at one point. I wasn't too proud of that. And, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey. But I stopped. I don't vape. I don't vape nicotine. I don't vape. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do hard drugs. The only drug I do is marijuana. And that's okay. Little Mary Jane. Ain't gonna hurt no one. But to each their own, you know, you guys are out there, you guys are grown. Make that decision on yourself. You know? So I'll never forget it. The first time I smoked, man, it was like I think summer of I wanna say it was July when it happened. And as I sit back and reminisce, I remember it was me, Jay, his wife. We were in the back right there on the cut side of the of you guys' townhomes. And I'll never forget that night. We were outside chilling. We just got off of work. And I remember you rolled up this blunt for us, man. And we smoked it, and it was great. It was great. But I was kind of tripping because I saw you and your wife sneaking and geeking. You guys were laughing, and I'm like, what's so fucking funny? I want to know. I want to be laughing too. But now that I sit back and think about it, I think my experience was a lot different from yours. Only reason is, I think it had to do with smoking a cigarette. I could be wrong, but it was the Camel Crush menthol. So I was smoking that at the same time, I guess trying to mask the smell. When I don't know what's worse, smelling like weed and fucking cigarettes at the same time. Yeah, there's nothing, it's a stank. Nothing good about that, you know? But that was my first experience, and I remember smoking it with them. They were sneaking, geeking. I just wasn't. But that was just the introduction to my journey to the cannabis life. And I've been blessed with the research I've done. It's helped me lose weight before. It's helped me with my anxiety. It's helped me with my stress before. But don't look at this cannabis as a crutch. Don't. And it's kind of a double-sided sword when I say that. Because, I mean, what helps me may not help you. So, to each their own. And I'm very stoked with everybody chiming in. I mean, if you guys have any recommendations on things you guys want to listen to, by all means, you know, you guys can hit up my podcast email. I actually do have one for you guys, and it is called aroundtheloop9@gmail.com. Now, if you guys have any concerns, any comments, if you guys even want to be interviewed, by all means, I'm willing to interview any and everyone from all wonders of life. So if you guys have anything, yeah, reach out to me. You know, we stay tuned for more episodes. I might be dropping from 1 to 2 episodes a week. You know, and the more listeners we get, the more listeners I can get, the more subscribers, viewers, whatever, the more I'll release. But for right now, I mean, I plan on sticking on at least two episodes a week. Either two solo episodes a week or two episodes with co-hosting or whatever, etc. And then as it continues, we're going to do weekly shows. But I hope you guys buckle up, and I hope you guys are ready for this podcast here that I have for you guys. I mean, it is from the heart, it is from the soul, and I'm just your average fucking low voltage technician that's just making things happen with the homies. So
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Thank you guys for taking your time for listening on this episode of Around the Loop. And stay tuned for next episode, as we're going to be talking about the comment of higher than a, what is that going to mean? What does that mean? Yeah, you guys got to stay tuned for that one. You guys are going to laugh about that joke. And other reviews on maybe a new strain that I'm trying, or a journey or an experience that I have. Shit, we might even talk about dumb drivers in California. Stay tuned for that one. I even got clips on my dash cam. So, I mean, maybe one day when I start releasing videos, I'll even start slipping in those dash cam videos of these dummies out here that don't know how to drive. But stay tuned. And thank you for listening to the episode, very first episode of Around the Loop.